I could tell by the damage that it was skateboards.
They clearly say that they were there.
They rolled past the warning signs.
I noticed one jumping off the sign onto the ramp, off to the other table, onto the other table. But by the time I could get down there, Ding and Dong ran away.
Then they rolled a camera.
They were smart enough to put it on YouTube.
To capture their crime.
You recognize yourselves?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Gerald Bongiorno is suing 18-year-old Frank Cavone and 22-year-old Christopher Browser for vandalizing his property while skateboarding on the grounds of his snow cone shop.
Order. All rise.
United case number 69 on account in the matter of Bongiorno versus Cavone Browser. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Bongiorno, you own a business. What kind of business do you own?
I own several businesses, but the one in question is Hawaiian Shaved Ice in Lake George, New York.
And it's a seasonal business?
Yes, it is.
What months do you open?
From April to September.
Your claim is that these two defendants, while skateboarding, used your premises as sort of an arena.
Yes.
And damaged it.
Yes.
You want to be compensated for that damage.
Yes, I do.
I don't know what their defense is, because they clearly say that they were there. And they clearly say that they were skateboarding around your premises. But their defense, I think, is that somebody else did the damage.
Correct.
Now, so you closed the business last September?
Yeah.
And opened it in April?
Yes, sir.
What date in April did you open the business this year?
We don't open in April. We just get everything ready in April. We usually go Memorial Day to Labor Day, but there's a lot of things to do to get a seasonal business ready after a lot of snow and, you know.
So when did you go to the business in April and discover this
damage?
We
went to the end of March. We went just to look, just to see the end of March, the 25th, maybe.
Okay. What did you find when you got there?
We found that the property has been vandalized.
Do you have pictures of what you're trying to describe? I'd like to see the pictures.
Not only do I have pictures, Your Honor, I have they were smart enough to put it on YouTube. Oh.
What did they do, sir?
Well, they organized my tables and ramp, my wheelchair ramps, and they made their own little skateboard park out of my tables and signs and ramps and what have you. Lake George has been trying to get a skateboard park for years, and they have so much money raised for it, but meanwhile, you can't use my property as your personal park. When we noticed the damage, there's not much to do. You see your place that you built and, you know, just damage, and you just assume, I could tell by the damage, that it was skateboarders. So I have a college degree in criminal justice. I had to do a little investigation, and lo and behold, I found them.
How did you find them?
Well, I interviewed kids in the area. You know, I staked out the property, and then and then just surfing the internet, I went to the YouTube and
so
I found
you interviewed
these
kids in the neighborhood.
I just started talking to you.
Did you get any names when you started interviewing? When you started
not
talking?
Really. You know, other skateboarders don't want to. You know, they have their own little clique. So you know, it's just.
And how did you find it on YouTube?
I just did skateboarding in Lake George, and then I just, you know, you just one video leads to another video, and then I seen these two Utes doing the damage.
I'd like to see it. You belong to these two? To one of them? Have you seen this video?
I haven't. I couldn't find it myself.
Well, why don't you stand up and you can watch it.
That's a wax they put on that ruins the tables and makes it impossible to paint over. And there was nice umbrellas. There was nice umbrella poles, but they had to break them off to use them as ramps, you know.
Your Honor, that's not true. We didn't break the table.
You recognize yourselves?
Yes, we do.
You recognize yourselves?
Yes.
Now you've seen it, right? Who wants to speak?
I will speak.
Perfect.
Your Honor, we did skateboard on the table, but we did not vandalize the umbrella poles that come out of the table. We found the table already there, and the tables were left out there over the winter, and they've been there for months, so it could have been.
Who made them into a skateboarding rink?
We were skateboarding past the place. It was the day after St. Patrick's Day this year, and we found the table laying across as it was in the video, and we figured, all right, if somebody already vandalized it and we decided to skateboard there.
Well, if you decided to skateboard there, who waxed it?
We waxed it.
So you made it a little bit better for skateboarding?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you took control over somebody else's property?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh.
I actually witnessed, there's a village mall in Lake George, and there's three levels, and there's an observation level where you can go. So for the days I was staking it out with nothing better to do, that I'd have four kids and three jobs to go try to find these, whoever did it, I noticed one jumping off the sign, onto the ramp, off to the other table, onto the other table. But by the time I could get down there, ding and dong ran away on their skateboards.
Are you sure it was these two?
Yeah, positive.
Positive. So how many days, as he says, ding and dong, how many days did you actually use his premises as a skateboarding place?
We skateboarded there probably...
every day.
Like four times.
Okay. You know what Dong here said? Put up one finger.
Well, that was the only
He put up one finger.
It was the one time we skateboarded on that bench. He was correct about that.
And where did you skateboard the rest of the time? On his signs?
No.
No.
On where?
Just that and the stairs. But we not saying it's correct what we did, but we've been skateboarding there since we've grown up. And we're not the only ones who skateboard there. Everybody else who lives in the town also skateboards there. It's
skateboards where?
On his property.
Yeah.
And, just a second.
And if this happened before, why wouldn't we have gotten yelled at before? We've skateboarded there with the owner of the village mall there, and he said it was all right that we skateboarded there.
We're not talking about skateboarding there, young man. You skateboard on cement steps. We're talking about moving his property, making it conducive to what you do, which is waxing his bench to make sure that you can slide down faster.
I don't mean to say that he has the back of us trying to vandalize. I did not mean to say that.
Well, but that's what it sounded
like. He does have the back of us trying to raise money for a skate park.
Just a second. You trying to raise money for a skate park is terrific. And it's no different from trying to raise money for a library. And in the meantime, you sit outside in the park and you read until you get the library done. So I am sympathetic with the fact that you would like to have an appropriate place to play, which is really what we're talking about. You would like an appropriate place to play, but you can't destroy somebody else's property until you get it. That's unreasonable. You or your skateboarding friends. And I would suspect that if you didn't cause the other damage to his property, that you know who did. That this very small community of skateboarders know each other and know who took the umbrella out, who broke the signs off, who did everything else. So since he doesn't have the names of those people, but you do, you have to pay. And then if you want to, go sue the other people who actually, according to you, caused the damage, because there's no question you know who they are.
Correct.
Got it? How much was the damage?
Total with signs, with new tables, because the tables, I mean, they were specifically designed short for little
new
kids.
New tables.
The total on the tables was like $1,200. The repair of the sign was ripped out of the ground. The electric needs to be redone. That was $1,108 with the new ramp. The umbrellas were $387. And I have all that if you'd like to see it.
I would.
Your Honor, we did not rip any electrical wiring out of anything or...
Well, they didn't rip it, but when you break something...
I have no recollection of any sign being broken.
Well, it was St. Patrick's Day. Maybe they don't remember.
You want to take a look?
Please.
Maybe St. Patrick did it.
The only...
You're talking about fishing pole rental sign?
Yeah. That's after I fixed it, after I put it back up. You know, I wasn't going to leave it to get worse.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was not us.
It may not have been you.
It was not in the video, though. There's no evidence of us doing it.
Just a second. It may not have been you. You weren't following what I was saying.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The table was not worth $1,200.
I don't care. If you have a table for not $1,200, for $900, I'm not interested. Start putting the blame where it belongs.
And later today...
You think he owes you a car?
No.
He doesn't. He gave you a car. You were irresponsible and totaled it.
The accident was not her fault.
She shouldn't have been driving.
He's absolutely correct.
True.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gerald Bongiorno says Frank Cavone and Christopher Browser vandalized his snow cone shop
when they used the storefront as a skateboard park.
Now, you took control over this property. He may not have video of you doing all the damage, but he has video of you doing some of it. And according to you, you weren't the only people involved. What I'm saying to you is, you know who was involved.
Yes.
I don't know who was involved. Do you want to tell me their names? The answer is probably not, right? So that if you don't want to tell me who they were, you're going to pay. And if you want to sue them, you can. But since he can't find out who they were, other than by getting the information from you, and you were partially responsible for this, you're it.
Of course.
Easy. You have the information that can clear it all up. You choose to keep it quiet. You could do that. It's going to cost you $27.95.
Your Honor, the table was not worth $1,200.
I don't care. That's what he said it is to replace. And that's what he's getting. And I would start thinking about the other people who were involved in vandalizing his property and the time that it took him to have to get his place repaired and the aggravation that he had to go through and the time he spent on YouTube trying to figure out who it was who vandalized his property. His time is as valuable as your time is skating. Do you work?
I do.
What kind of work do you do?
I own a hair salon.
Whose child is yours?
Frankie.
Your mother works. Her stock in trade is her time. She doesn't sell refrigerators, she doesn't sell televisions, she doesn't sell jewelry. She sells her time. So if somebody takes up your mother's time because they've gone into her shop and they vandalized her shop on a Sunday, and she can't work and she can't get her stuff done until she gets it cleaned up, and she has to figure out who it was who vandalized her property, that's her time. She's entitled to be compensated for that, don't you think?
Yes.
So is he. So if you have a table for not $1,200, for $900, I'm not interested. Start putting the blame where it belongs. You and your friends caused your mother not to be able to work. When she wanted to work, how she wanted to work, in her hair salon, which she invested pride in, she invested money in. That's what he did. And for your sport and your friend's sport, you took that away from him. That is unreasonable conduct. And I think it's reasonable for you to spend your time trying to get money together to build a skateboard park. That's reasonable, but this is not. You have to consider the consequences of what you do. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Unfortunately, skateboarding is a sport where you gotta do obstacles.
With the money that I was awarded, I'm gonna donate a percent to the skateboard park.
And you can't just skateboard on the flat ground.
And try to get the level of money a little bit closer to the top.
So that's why we need a skate park.
To try to actually build that park.
And this would have never happened if we did.
And really would be great in Lake George. So.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Avalos versus Barton. Step forward.
Connie Avalos is suing her ex-boyfriend, Kevin Barton, for the money he profited from the sale of their daughter's totaled car.
Okay, this is what your case is about. You used to be married to Mr. Barton, and you have a child together.
We were not married, no, but we were together.
You have a child together?
Yes.
Came a time that Mr. Barton was seriously delinquent in his child support. So far, you were seriously delinquent in your child support. Do you understand English?
Sure do.
Were you seriously delinquent in your child support?
No, I don't think so. $6,000 when you
make... Well, $6,000 is seriously delinquent in your child support.
I pay $1,200 a month. $6,000 gets accrued very fast.
Yeah. You were delinquent in your child support.
Absolutely.
And according to what I read in your complaint, you agreed to forgive the delinquency in his child support if he would give a car to your daughter.
Yes.
And you were in court and you waived your child support arrears.
Yes.
And you agreed to give your daughter a car.
Absolutely.
Was this a car that you owned or was this a car that you purchased?
Owned.
And it was, according to the complaint, a 1998 Lexus.
Yes, ma'am.
Child support was waived and the car given to your daughter.
Absolutely.
That fulfilled the agreement.
Yes.
Your daughter drove the car, had an accident, totaled the car.
Yes.
Did she have a license when she did that?
She was on a permit and actually got her license the day after her accident.
So the answer is she didn't have a
license.
She
did not have a valid license at the time.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's what he said he got for the parts, $300.
That's not true.
Well, show me.
There's a text message right here that he sent me showing a picture of about $2,100.
And he said that he will buy me a car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Connie Avalos says ex-boyfriend Kevin Barton sold their daughter's totaled car
and refuses to hand over the money. Kevin claims he sold the parts for $300 and the plaintiff refused it.
Now, you had no collision insurance on the car.
I just had the basic.
The basic liability in case she hurt someone.
Yes.
And the car was in fact totaled.
Yes.
At some point, Mr. Barton was notified that the car was totaled. And according to you, Mr. Barton took the car, sold it for parts, made a lot of money, and you want that money that he made from the sale of the parts for him to give your daughter.
Correct. Okay. I have copies of text messages that he sent me stating that he was going to come to our house, pick up her car, take it to his place, part the car out. And I said, that's fine as long as the money, every penny you get from this car goes to Brianna. And he said, in a text message, which I do have copies of all of them, it is her car, it is her money.
I agree.
He says he agrees. You say the car parts were parted out for a certain amount of money. He says they were not. How much money did you get from selling the parts?
$300, Your Honor.
Now the ball is in your court. That's what he said he got for the parts, $300.
That's not true.
Well, show me.
I don't have physical proof of exactly how much he got.
You have physical proof because there is a picture on there of $100 bills.
Yes, I have pictures that he did send to me and my daughter.
And he said that he will buy me a car.
There's a text message right here that he sent me showing a picture of about $2,100 stating that he can buy my daughter a car at any given time.
Just a second. Listen to me.
The money didn't come from
Listen to me. I want you to show me evidence that he salvaged that car in some way for more than the $300 he says he got for it.
I don't have something that
Well, that's your problem. He doesn't owe her a car. He gave her a car. She totaled the car. You think he owes you a car?
No.
He doesn't. He gave you a car. You were irresponsible and totaled it. And your mother didn't have collision insurance on it.
The accident was not her fault.
She shouldn't have been driving.
He's absolutely correct.
True.
And she's in your custody, so you should have seen to it that she wasn't driving. But he doesn't owe her a car. He gave her a car. Bert, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Just for my own information, would you look up in our trusty book a 1998 Lexus? But they don't give you a total figure for parts there, do they? Just what it's worth?
No, just what the car is worth.
Just what the car is worth in.
I also have copies of text messages where he's trying to blackmail me and my daughter.
About what?
If I raise the child support, he's not going to buy her another car.
He's not going to buy her another car.
He agreed to buy her another car.
That's not what this case is about.
It wasn't a blackmail.
This isn't what this case is about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you buy your daughter another car. He fulfilled his obligation. He gave her a car. How much is it worth?
What kind was it? ES300?
GS400.
GS400. At most, private party, good, Judge, $4,650.
And when was this car given? What year?
October 26th of 2011.
Okay, so we gave her a $5,000 car. She totaled the car. You had no insurance and she had no driver's license. He's fulfilled his obligation to you. If he says that he sold the parts for $300, do you happen to have a bill of sale to show me? I'd like to see it. Well, I don't know if I believe that, sir, but you have no proof otherwise. Did you give her the $300?
No, ma'am.
Give it to her. Great. Thank you. We're done.
Please are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm also asking pain and suffering for my son. I wasn't able to work. I had to take care of my son.
All I hear is about an I. This is not money for you.
Next, Judge Judy.
10% of the money that he owes to her is just not fair to her.
She just couldn't come to any sort of agreement with me.
He's never done anything for her in her life.
I feel like my daughter's being cheated.
He's been a manipulator. He's been a manipulator for the 19 years that I've been dealing with them.
Because her mother isn't willing to go halves in on a decent car for her to drive.
We're glad to be done with him.
That my daughter one day would wake up and...
He told me he was going to give me $3,000.
See that her dad really does love her.
He gave me $300. How do you go from $3,000 to $300?
And cares for her and only wants the best for her.